In 1993, a resident alien from Norway by the name of Kari Rehn was convicted with her husband, James Youngworth, of what the couple says is the biggest mistake of their lives, growing 6 marijuana plants for their own use. For their transgression, a Josephine County judge gave the couple probation and ordered them to perform community service, which they did. Subsequently, the judge said that he was satisfied that Rehn and Youngworth are being productive in society. "I don't think," he said, "that jail really serves any benefit to anyone." Their record cleared, the couple went on to build a successful local business and to raise a closely knit family. Today, they are civic-minded members of their community, where Kari is active in schools and James helps community causes. It seemed like a just and happy ending until the INS jumped Kari at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport last December 30th. In a background check, Kari Rehn's 10-year-old conviction came to the attention of the INS. The agency arrested Kari with post-9/11 zeal. Not bothering to see how Kari Rehn's conviction had been settled, they labeled her an aggravated felon, questioned her in solitary, announced they would deport her to Norway, then held her in jail and sent her family on to Oregon. Kari had only a split second to say goodbye to her shocked loved ones. Within days, this wife and mother of two found herself in a prison uniform in a St. Helens, Oregon jail, her possessions removed except for her wedding ring. For 1 hour a day, her keepers allowed her to have fresh air. Twice a week, they permitted her to visit the library for 5 minutes. Her every move was monitored by a camera run by both men and women attendants. "The only privacy I could count on," she said, "was when I was under my sheets." And there she stayed for 3 weeks. The INS justifies its action on a law passed in 1996, 3 years after the resolution of the case against Rehn and Youngworth. The latter law mandates deportation of any alien, legal or otherwise, who has been convicted on drugs or similar infractions. But wait, you say. That would be double jeopardy. Here's a couple who has paid the price of their mistake. The INS cannot apply a new law to a case that was settled 10 years ago. Good point. Nothing in the second law mentions retroactive action. The INS just decided to interpret it that way. The slogan, "The American Way," used to mean that you make a mistake, pay your debt to society, and you go on with your life. It meant that some law in the future could not be used to punish you for something you did before it was on the books. But that was then, and this is now. This is Les O'Coin.